Isaac Rankin's been dropped.
Mm.
Now, this is a kid who I commentated his first game, and like the rest of the footy world, just went, wow. He
over the top he went, I thought.
Maybe. He kicked three, I think, and every time he went near it, he was just dangerous. He hadn't looked anything like it since.
No, no.
I know he's only a kid, so let's be mindful of that, but it's a high investment for the Gold Coast Suns, and he has gone... He hasn't improved as a footy player.
No, he's gone backwards. I think he's actually gone backwards. I think they've been trying to teach him to play a different way, and maybe somewhere in his own mind, in his own feeling and preparation, he's trying to do all the defensive stuff, and then all the stuff that makes him a great player is exciting, instinctive play. Maybe that's just sort of left him too much, and maybe he needs to get back to a little bit of that, or maybe he needs to get himself fitter so that he can push up into the midfield too. So that's a tough spot.
Been doing the defensive stuff.
Well, maybe not enough, Gary, but those positions, those set positions as those small forward, they're really tough to play. Really, really tough to play. So he has to develop that engine. He's got to prove to them that, you can push me up into the play a bit higher.
What about what we always say?
What's that?
Throw him to halfback.
Well, I guess
beautiful ball user.
Yeah, creative. Yeah. No, you could do all that, and that may be the rebirth of him too next season. But I think that's sort of like for them, it's probably a last resort because he has all this other talent, this match-winning, game-winning type talent.
I wouldn't throw him to halfback, trying to turn him into a halfback, but from a confidence point of view, just to go back and find he would. I doubt very much whether he would have had more than 15 possessions in a game. Now, he could go back there and get 15 and a quarter.
Yeah.
And that just can sometimes just be a little change. And then I could be accused then of saying, you're trying to make it too easy for... Well, sometimes you've got to. Sometimes you've got to give him a cheap kick. Teach him how to get a cheap possession here and there.
Not only that, you've got to build... The thing that we often overlook is that players lose confidence in their... Like, we all think they're all confident young kids that come into the game, and most of them probably are when they start, but then they take a couple of hits and they can lose their confidence really quickly. So I think it's a matter of him losing confidence in his own ability too.